Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A wearable air purifier. Welcome back to another Textination interview. Joining us from Biote Lab is founder and chief engineer Sviatoslav Gerasimchuk. Thank you for taking the time.
Hello.
Well, you're part of a team of designers that's come up with what you call the air ring. Tell us what it is.
Well, this is a new approach for air purifying, for personal air purifying. So we develop a new form factor. This is a new approach to how distribute needed payload for air purification and how to deliver needed volume for air. And this was quite a challenge because we started as any other company to work with smart mask. And we clearly seen from beginning that typical mask will not work because it should be, we need to install some electronics, some devices to purify air, and it will become bulky. Or we have to go for a simple version, but it's not perfect enough and not comfortable. So this kind of dead end for evolution of technology. And we have to find approach how we can place needed volume and how we can deliver. And what we came with is, this is, we call it air ring because it's built circle of purified air. This simple device, it looks like simple, but it took a year to get it clear. So when it's open, it's building up this kind of elegant structure. And by one move, the thing's already installed and ready to deliver air. So the air delivered by nozzles and building up cushion of pure air. Also, we can install a simple mask. There can be different variation, different sizes. Let's check what I have. Maybe something like this one, like big facial screen. Or we even can offer, also can offer a kind of hood, which can be simply wear it on top. And all together, this works like a modular system, which can be adjusted on the go for needed protection. So let's say if device installed this simple manner and have no extra screen or mask, and in this mode, we deliver decent flow of pure air. I will talk about exact stages of purification which we're doing, but we're doing best of what's possible because of decent volume which you can place there. It's perfectly comfortable. It's very elegant. It looks good. It's for your face. I can even eat and be protected. And what's important, I can do any motion like sport or any activity, because it cannot fall down. Before it's closed, the thing, it just tank on itself, and it's also self-aligning. So just simple move, it's done. It's fine place, and the more I move, the better and better it's fitting human anatomy. That's what I start with, that simplicity. It was quite labor to find the right way, but all experience with bioengineering helped to find. And other important point which we're working right now is to tune properly nozzles from which air coming and building up this cushion of air. And what we're doing, I'll take it off to show exactly how it's structured. The air coming from behind, actually a simple trick, and the mask can be stored over here if it's not needed. But the mask, even in this mode, allow to air pass under. Like you can see, the air, which actually propelled by that kind of motor, this is a decent centrifugal blower. And what is important, that that crucial size which we start with, we actually build the device around motor. because around propeller, because if it will be smaller, it will be noisy, and we have to deliver decent power and decent volume of air, and it should be quiet as possible. Actually, it's almost absolutely silent. And so we built around that exact dimensions which we need for air, and air dragged in, and by this air channels delivered to phase.
Well, and tell me about the filtration that's in there. Obviously, it's being filtered before it's delivered to the front.
Okay, yeah, about filtration. So what we have a HEPA filter. It's replaceable cartridge over here. At this prototype, I cannot show how cartridge works, but it's there. Also, we got quite strong UV light. It's UVC. It's very hard UV light. It's a low frequency, and it's neutralizing biological hazards. But also, we got dioxide of titanium chamber. It's all chamber inside coated by dioxide of titanium, which charged by UV light. And it works like photocatalyst, which multiplying effect of UV sterilization. But also we get carbon filters, and carbon filters placed within channels. It's kind of foam coated with carbon. And what is important, that carbon filter also can help to neutralize ozone, which can be produced by strong UV light. So we're actually doing this three stages, like principal stages of air purification. The HEPA filtering, it's a placeable filter, UV sterilization with the photocatalytic dioxide of titanium, and carbon filter, which we're also using actually a little bit in manner of to finely tune and remove any unpleasant smells or whatever can be in air. So as a result, this is a very powerful air sterilizer, which installed in very elegant shape. But it is looks elegant and sleek, but this is a decent chamber, which allowed, but also in this color, it's like torx shape, we are installing batteries. And this is a chain of batteries, which are powering this device. And altogether, we got a quite strong and well-powered gadget with a very strong blower and quiet blower. And we got all these decent air purifications. As a result, we are solving two crucial points. Well, first of all, it's very reliable, like multi-stages air purification. And secondly, it's very comfortable setup to use. So we actually make unpleasance of mask in the past, because this is device, pure air, it's refreshing, it's also slightly air conditioning, and this future we can tune air to warm it up or chill it down, depends on need. This is aligned lines of all development, but they also deliver complete freedom. So I'm free to move, I'm free to speak, I can display my face, and I'm fully protected with different features like masks or screens. The level of protection will be increased, but also we get toe protection, which but simply by one move, if we wear.
Now you look like you're ready to go into space.
Exactly. Yeah, but we need this. This is a very rough prototype, which we're just touching along lines. But what's important is that we have to have, if you talk about air protection, full range of protection from highest hazard to lowest hazard. Of course, in this way, this is most common and needed for everyday life. But for case of really serious situation, this protective hood, this device become full protection, because it works like this kind of biological devices when we build up extra pressure inside. And this is area of pure air, which displaced outside air and replaced by pure controlled tuned filtered air. And with Hoot, we also filter air which get out of user. So this potential hazard, if somebody, let's say, got some sickness and he wear device and we need protect from the user. But also we got one of our masks is like a sealed respirator, which completely sealing face. It's not next to me to show, but that's what we also work with. And all together, all this zoo of screens and mask and hood and this elegant frame, it's all fitting an elegant box. It's like case for to store in parts or any luggage which people can. So in this case, full device with full equipment always in access anywhere. It's sleek, elegant. So when it's folded, it's just like oval shape. And all build it together to be as compact as possible, as elegant as possible, and as powerful as possible.
So a couple of things. How long is the battery life?
Well, we are working for 6-8 hours, but it's actually unlimited because, well, first of all, this modular structure and this color can be replaced by other one. Which can be thicker with heavier batteries, but also it could be charged on the go with any power bank. So if you got like a power bank for a mobile phone, you can use it to extend range. By default, the volume of batteries which you're placing in, it's enough to propel about 6-8 hours, but also it could be extended by different levels of protection which apply, because we got surely smart devices connected to mobile phone and user can select a best level of protection, and also the smart ways of delivering air. And also we got we are working on biological sensors to measure temperature. Let's say if user got a high temperature and this device will alarm. And if it's too high, it will not switch on. So that's kind of prohibited. We measure conditions. Also, we will be able to measure breathing rate. We will be able to measure CO2. But actually important, because the more CO2 in the room, the more potential hazard, because the more people potentially were there, and so more potential risks. So by measuring CO2, we're measuring risk. But it's all possible because we got very decent power stored within a simple device. I mean, simplicity by its applicant for user.
When can people buy this and for how much?
Well, that's exactly what we're working right now. We are preparing it for protection. There's some way to go, and a few months we need to final full delivery, like full preparation for scale production. We are looking about 300 from beginning, and I think we'll be able to scale to down to a few hundreds. That's because the simplicity in structure. And we also found way to build up this elegant and quite cheap screens and masks, which we can deliver as like single use item. Let's say that's very important for cost of device. It's how much we have to add on top, like monthly expenses for replacements. And let's say if this device used by family or maybe in some bank or some shop, when every morning somebody else can get this device and use. That part should need be individual, but these parts can be. So we kind of delivering the replaceable parts, which reducing cost on everyday usability.
And that attaches magnetically?
Yes, yes. Yes, that's magnetic connections. It's not very easy And it's like everything made to be self aligned and self it's not need attention. It's just jumping on where it's need to be. Everything this device made with this point.
So you were inspired, I assume, by the pandemic to work on this?
Well, yes, for sure. Well, because of pandemic, we have to stop some other projects which we are doing at beginning of pandemic. And so we freed a bit resources and time to focus on that challenge. And but that's actually consequences of all experiences in biological design. Like, because we work with bio design, like this is one of all products. This is like one, I believe was one of best fully articulated human hand. And with experience of human anatomy engineering, we one of best guys to challenge this kind of integration, like to integrate device for user. So I'm more see for this like a prosthetics, you know, like would be good to have short arm or some other extension which naturally enable and extend abilities of human. And so yeah, that's kind of augmentation which just naturally added to human anatomy and find place and support all functions of all.
Are you going on Indiegogo with this?
Yes, we will. We are starting, we just at early stage of starting campaign, we just sent a first emails and published press release on public. You are one of first who will hear our news. Thank you for trust.
So this is coming, and when do you expect to be able to have it in consumers' hands? Around the
next? But by end of summer, we are looking for to be ready for delivery. We are working with a few factories, and we are working with a few teams. One team on electronics, another on this mechanical elements. We get everything in place, and as we starting pledge, as we will start pledges on Indiegogo, we will be already this product will be on production line.
Now, so I also, guess what consumers would want to know is, I guess what the average person might ask you, okay, why should I invest in this instead of just wearing a face mask for a dollar or two or something?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's extremely comfortable and pleasant to use. And this is very important because it's not just about comfort, but it's about social adaptation. Because mask ejected, it's hard to use. It's problem with skin, it's irritated, especially problem for females. Because like for girl to have a pretty face and to some people got sensitive skin. And it's also problem with oral anatomy because we got extremely weak legs. This is just unbelievably weak part of our anatomy. It's actually problem of like this rib cage and muscles, which it's more like driven by gravity when legs going down. And mask, it's hard to use because any obstruction of respiratory function, it's hard, it's people become headache, it's also building up CO2, and it's not hygienic. We all know that. And as I said at the beginning, if we add some help with some electronics, like we add some blower, some better filters on mask, it's become even worse because it's become bulky, it sends change this weight distribution. And so for mask, it's kind of, there's no way to find way around.
And just with the clear plastic shield on the front, Does it afford you the same kind of protection that you would get from a standard N95 type of face mask?
Well, for you, yes. The disadvantage with transparent mask is that will be less protection for your neighbor from you. Let's say if I got maybe flu, and I'm using the same, and I'm using just simple mask, I receive completely pure air and I'm fully protected. The disadvantage that my air which came out of me, it could be danger by itself. But that's a screen. There are actually a few things. So first of all, it's airflow, because the cushion of your fresh or that air, it actually help to hold your breath within this room, but also a screen, that's what improves that protection. And the air which going out of user, it's going down. And then the lower we placed is held air, then less danger of it, because the particles or whatever danger can be, then higher is get in the room, then better motion is airflow is get. But as I said, we also get like classic way of a sealed mask and a good hood in cases when protection should be increased to maximum. So just to summarize, it's different stages. That the simplest stage when people doesn't need to use mask, it's a situation when low hazard, and they're also playing decent comfort of pure air, because it's air without smell. Like you can use it in gym, not to smell the usual fumes of what you can find in a sport facility, because you get fresh air. It's pure fresh, and also it would be possible to tune and adjust smell for yourself. And it's fresh, so it's low end, couple of degree, and it's a flow of fresh air, refreshing air. It's very comfortable. It's actually very surprising was for me that when I first wear this device, I found that such a a pleasant, this refreshing flow of air, that naturally I start lesser move air head around. So when I put it out, and I get like air from outside without device, it's kind of unfresh. It's, you know, it's like you stand next to open window and you fresh and get this little bit sweet smell like of fresh air. It's really refreshing, nice, and so everything else become unpleasant. So this is like your personal atmosphere. And that's valuable without any hazard and protection. But it is that device built around protection and hazard.
So tell me little bit about the design, because a lot went into this. And if you do wear this to the gym, you are going to get noticed. It's like driving a Tesla Cybertruck, maybe.
Yeah, but you know what? I learned from this, from my history of design. You could do any crazy things as far user looks smart. So what as designer I don't want to do is to make someone look strange and stupid. And that's what you get. That looks nice and looks smart. And a good design speaks for itself. So people understand what it is. And as we tested and check responses of crowd, people immediately get what it is. People fascinated, that's really wow, when especially we can glow and kind of make this safe illumination, that's to show that device is working. That's and another important point for everyday use is that thing can combine with anywhere. It can be under hood, with jacket, with raincoat. It can be under t-shirt. It can be with business suit. It can be with any, you know, like hardest problem is to make good product for girls, because they expect good thing, easy. They don't want to struggle with wearing and clipping the device around. And they want to combine with different styles and different wear, and that's what it is. You can place it anywhere with mix with any dress.
So for more information, where can people go?
Well, it's airink.com, the air-rink.com. And we got pages on social media, all links from there. And yeah, we are working on building up a decent media campaign when we will be announcing every news. And we will try to do a kind of interactive development and make transparent every stage of development what we're doing. We've done our homework for protection for patents. And so now we can speak openly and freely on many interesting things which are going inside.
Well, the website once again is air-ring.com. Sviatoslav Gerasimchuk, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand, without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC Skywave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.